It was about the Lammas tide when the moorman went away. Earl Douglas bound himself to ride to England to rob and fray. And he marched up to Newcastle, rode it about and round. Oh, where's the lord of this castle, or where's his lady found? And up spoke proud Lord Percy then, methinks that he spoke high, I am the lord of this castle, my wife's the lady nigh. If thou art lord of this castle, it's quite well pleased am I, for ere I cross the border hills, the one of us must die. Lord Percy held a spear in hand, with metal it was shod, and for to meet Lord Douglas there, he rode across the sod. But oh, so pale his lady looked from off the castle wall, when down before Lord Douglas' spear she saw proud Percy fall. Said Percy, go to Otterbourne and wait 2 days or three. If I come not ere 3 days end, a coward call ye me. But there is naught at Otterbourne to feed my men and me. Lord Percy said, there's deer and birds to feed thy men and thee. Then I will go to Otterbourne, and I will wait and see. Yet if you come not in 3 days, a false knight I'll call thee. They rode high on Otterbourne, upon the field so brown, sent out their horses for to feed, their tents set on the ground. Then up spoke a bonny boy, before the peep of day, oh, waken ye Lord Douglas now, Lord Percy's men, I say. 'Tis but a lie, ye liar loud, for him ye cannot see, for Percy had not man enough to fight my men and me. Yet I have dreamed a dreary dream beyond the sea and sky. I saw a dead man win a fight, and I think that man was I. He belted on his good bright sword, ran through the field of grain, but he forgot the helmet which protected head and brain. When Percy with Lord Douglas met, they fought with might and main. They clashed their swords till sore they sweat, till the blood ran down like rain. Lord Percy with his good broadsword that could so sorely wound, has struck Lord Douglas on the brow till he fell on the ground. Then he called on his little page and said, run speedily and fetch my own dear sister's son, Sir John Montgomery. My dear nephew, the Douglas said, what counts the death of one? Last night I had an awful dream, and I know thy day is won. My wound is deep, I fain would rest. Take thou of thy men three, and bury me by the bracken bush that grows on yonder lee. Sir John picked up that noble lord, carried him where the bracken grew, and many a gallant Englishman ere day the Scotchman slew. Lord Percy and Montgomery met, Montgomery strong did seem. They clashed their swords so hard they fought, that the blood ran deep between. Now yield to me, Lord Percy, he said, or I will lay thee low. I yield to him, Lord Percy asked, now I see it must be so. Soon as he knew 'twas Montgomery, he struck his sword point in the land. The Montgomery was a gallant knight and took Percy by the hand. So ends the battle of Otterbourne at the breaking of the day. Lord Douglas buried at the bracken bush, captive Percy led away.